Today, four U.S. military veterans will be honored, and together they'll have 16 legs. They're dogs who have sniffed out bombs, saved lives, and helped soldiers in war zones. They're being honored by American Humane. And joining us now is Amy McCullough of American Humane. Amy, first take us through the stories of these four heroic dogs, starting with Jag.
Jag is a 12-year-old Labrador retriever, and he was a specialized search dog in the Army detecting IEDs and explosives. Tabba is a 9.5-year-old Dutch Shepherd, also affiliated with the Army. She detected explosives and did some patrol work. Summer is the youngster of the bunch, a 7-year-old Labrador Retriever. She, again, did explosive detection work and today continues working with TSA Amtrak in detecting explosives. Hmm. And then finally, Taker, a 12-year-old lab, also the explosive detection dog affiliated with the Marine Corps.
Now, you mentioned that three of these dogs are Labrador Retrievers. We often think, when we think about military dogs, of shepherds. But it sounds like Labrador Retrievers are pretty important here, too.
They are. Labs are great for this kind of work because they have that desire to chase and search tirelessly. They're very trainable, highly motivated by play and food. So labs make great military working dogs as well.
They're also very sweet dogs, though. You wouldn't think of a sweet dog being great in the military.
You're right. And that's what's another duty that these dogs perform. Not only do they protect our troops, but they provide that camaraderie and boost morale and help comfort people when they're off and on their downtime as well. It's great to have a friendly dog around.
Now, military dogs go through several handlers over the course of their military careers. How are these dogs able to work alongside different handlers? And by the way, some of them have to be able to recognize commands in multiple languages.
Right. Yeah, a military dog will work with several handlers throughout their career. They serve for a matter of months up to a year and then switch handlers. They go on to their next duty as the handler does. So the handler spends a few weeks getting to know that particular dog, but they're trained similarly and perform similar tasks. So the transitions are pretty smooth.
How young are they when they start training?
They are usually starting at age 2 or 3 by the time they're through their puppyhood and really spending some time getting well trained. And then they serve for about anywhere from 6 to 8 years.
6 to 8 years. And there are 2,500, by the way, active military working dogs in the U.S. military. Now, we've heard about PTSD in people, in service members. Do dogs experience that as well?
They do. Dogs can get post-traumatic stress disorder as well. And what that looks like is some of the sounds that they've heard, you know, they have traumatic memories associated as well. In fact, Summer, one of our honorees, has that experience when she hears loud booms or gunshots. And so you can see she sort of shuts down, gets very still and calm. And we could see that the dogs are affected by some of these activities as well.
What are these four dogs that you're honoring doing now?
Three of them are enjoying their retirement. Summer is the one that is still working. She is employed with the TSA Amtrak and is helping us stay safe still today.
And how did you decide on these dogs to give these honors to?
These dogs are nominated by their handlers. We make a public call for nominations. And so we're excited tonight to celebrate all of their achievements.
That's Dr. Amy McCullough, who is the National Director of American Humane's Lois Pope Life Center for Military Affairs. Amy, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.
And we'll post photos of the dogs at hereandnow.org.